Monday mornings, of course, at this time, in our continued hopes that at some point on this morning team show, as established over the years, we would be talking about the Detroit Lions football every Monday morning, because we'd eventually be talking about the Lions on a Monday morning from the start of the season all the way through to a Super Bowl championship on a Monday morning. That was why we established our Lions discussions years ago.
Yeah.
And we, yeah.
One of those, they played 1/4 of a game again yesterday.
Yes, yes, and they are officially eliminated from the playoffs.
Four games into the season, and Pat Johnson says, "Stick a fork in him."
Yeah, yeah, fighting for that first overall pick
again.
Again,
fumbleitis.
Yes,
gee whiz.
Yeah. Even then, the one of the most bizarre fumbles.
Yeah. I know that what was that? That was their first drive down in the red
zone.
That
the first
right?
drive?
I think it was. I think first or second. One of, was one of those first ones. And yeah, because the Bears went down, scored. They made the Lions defense made Justin Fields look like he was Johnny Unitas. And then the offense, give him credit, drove down. And then while it appeared that Jared Goff was trying to make an audible, and Frank Ragnow for some reason snapped the ball, hit Goff in the shoulder pad, right, and mm-hmm. then bounced right into. The Bears defensive lineman's hands, and there it is. The drive was over. And if there's ever a play, I say that it encapsulates Lions football of the last 60 years. There you go. There's another one right there. It's one thing to have the snap kind of, you mess up the snap, and you know maybe it goes over the head or falls to the ground.
The one thing about this, though, normally in the past, you get so disappointed in a team, you just change the channel. Yeah. In this case, you just stay with it, see what else can these guys bundle.
Yeah, entertainment purposes.
Yeah. Yes.
And at that point, what do? But you just you laugh.
Yeah.
You just laugh. But the first, if I have it right, I didn't see a lot of the game just because of the obligations. The first three trips were all inside the 10. Not just inside the red zone.
No, they were inside the 10.
Yeah, inside the 10.
Yep. Inside the 10.
And you get nothing. Two fumbles and the fourth down.
Right. And then later in the game, they also had another fourth down failed conversion. So,
Is that the one that's getting the attention, wondering why we didn't kick the field goal?
Yeah, I think so,
And, there's that fine line. People are applauding the aggressiveness, the determination of Dan Campbell, but also saying, sometimes, though, you gotta back it off.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll tell you one thing, though, that I think we are seeing exactly what Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia did to this organization, and it is barren of talent, especially on the defensive side. Now, I think the offense is a quicker fix.
I still think this offense still has some.
I think on the defensive side is just
the... And after the way the Bears had such a dismal outing the week before, to see them come back, and their defense, just like they were a powerhouse in the first part of that Lions game.
Yeah, as you said, making Justin Fields look like Johnny, or maybe we should change that, look like Tom Brady. because he sacked like 9 times last week, and he had no clue what was going on. And
And the Lions' best defensive player now probably out for the year with the ACL.
We're still waiting for final word on that,
but they think
an Achilles, which would be a killer.
Yeah.
And Ragnow, I mean, as much as there was a problem, he's a he's great center.
Yeah, he's a good center.
But he might be missing some of his games because of a toe injury.
Yeah.
But we're waiting to hear more on that.
Yeah.
Right. So,
I don't know.
I think the Lions just have to follow in the Pistons' footsteps and just rack up as many many draft picks as possible and you just go from there and everybody knew this was going to be
true.
Transition year, so it's going to be a tough one.
We weren't expecting to be a playoff team.
A little
team,
more than this.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
I know. Well, I will say, I think they're playing pretty hard. I do. I think that they're just making mistakes. I mean, they probably should already have a win under their belt if Justin Tucker doesn't hit a 66-yard field goal. So, I mean, say the effort is there.
They didn't give up. They were behind, but they at least, in the end.
Yeah.
Few fewer penalties would help.
That's always true for the Lions.
that is
just frustration.
Yes,
and maybe a lot of it's because everyone had high hopes for Dan Campbell. Again, as you said, they weren't going to, but at least, and maybe they are at least showing the toughness.
Yeah,
the determination and the grit. And I know that even though they didn't get that the fourth downs. The team itself, from what I'm hearing, is like, you know, the team are excited about that. The coach has confidence. Well, he's like, you know, we can make this, and we love the fact that he's got confidence in
us. Right. And, you know, the analytics sometimes, there are analytics now in football, too.
Oh, I know.
And they say go for it on certain times. And
Goff got hit hard early on at one point, and I thought he looked a little dazed.
They probably.
For following plays after that.
That's just the natural look for a Lions quarterback.
that could be.
It's only,
right.
It's only taking them four games to achieve that, you know. Sometimes it takes a Lions quarterback several years, but Goff's already got it in four games. let's take a moment. Let's talk about Michigan State.
Yeah, still undefeated.
Impressive for Michigan on the road at Wisconsin.
5-0.
Spartans did what they were supposed to do against Western Kentucky.
Yes, they did.
So that was nice.
Yeah, so yeah, the Spartans are number 11. Michigan is number 9.
How about that?
Yeah, Big Ten I think has five teams in the top 11.
Penn State is
number 4. Iowa's number 3. Yeah, they play each other this Saturday, so
that'll be fun.
Yeah, and Ohio State's number 7.
Okay, yeah, of course. So yeah, Big Ten making a good showing right now.
Yeah, but no, it's exciting. So if Michigan and Michigan State can just continue to take care of business. Have a lead up to
that
Glasgow showdown on the October 30th.
Halloween weekend.
Halloween weekend. That would
be kind of fun.
That would be. That would be.
The Badgers look stunned to see that loss to Michigan.
I think they were. I think so, too.
I don't think
they expected Michigan's defense to play as well as it did.
I don't think many people expected their defense to play as well. And they have. They really have. They have. And they're playing with a lot of confidence. And same with Michigan State. Both teams, I would say, are playing with a lot of confidence.
Especially for Michigan coming off that Rutgers game, which was such a, oh my gosh, what do we have here?
Oh, right. Yeah, a little bit of struggle. Maybe that was a wake-up call for them.
Sometimes you need it.
Yep.
And then all the cheeseheads went to Green Bay to get that little coming back their way, I guess you might say.
Yeah.
It was a miserable night for Roethlisberger.
Oh, it's been a miserable season for
Roethlisberger. Yeah, all the way around, eh?
Yeah.
That's proud Pittsburgh Steelers aren't too proud right now.
As I told a fellow Lions fan, I just said, a friend of mine, I said, hey, remember, the Steelers just have one more win than the Lions right now. So it's not much better.
There's our mantra for this morning. The Steelers are only one game better than the Lions.